Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to 93 Sweet FM Zone. And you know it's the Los Angeles. Layup. Sweet. You know, this is the only place that you can hear from the Funkadelics to the Temptations on 93 Sweet FM. And I'm your host with the most, the Rothschild, Mr. Bruce Rothschild. And you're tuned in again. Oh, I hear you asking where we've been, where we've been. All around the world, and we're going to do it again. We've got the famous Tweed Cadillac. On 93 Sweet FM Ism.
You are listening to 93.3 FM. Spectacular, the Raya Oldies, R&B, and all in between. You are coasting on the After Six Cruise Mix. This is David Pick Conley from the Platinum Group Surface. So tune on in with us and get turned on.
And we are live. 93.3 FM ism. Spectacular Lowrider Oldies, R&B, and all in between. Tonight, y'all, the Black Relations episode part two. We had to do it again, man. We got to bring back our special guest, Cousin Marcy. Flashback Friday radio show host extraordinaire, woman amongst women, very opinionated, very spunky, and a whole bunch of other adjectives. She's going to give us her breakdown on how we can bridge the gap between male and females in this modern world that we live in. Now, tonight's show basically is going to comprise of a few questions that she will have for me, I will have for her. But the solution is, how do we bridge the gap to become better in understanding each and every one of us, male and female, so we can, you know, man, come together and make beautiful black babies that will prosper into this world. So without further ado, man, let me bring on my co-host, Mr. G. Lou. He's going to be the moderator, the referee, the security. Man, he got multiple hats tonight. And believe me, he got to be the security, because we just seen episodes of Love and Hip Hop and women be throwing champagne bottles and stuff. So he's going to have to moderate and, you know, be the security. So to make sure that nothing gets out of control, strictly commentary. All we want to do basically is bridge the gap and understand each other in a real positive way. So without further ado, let me bring on my special guest, Miss Cousin Marcy. Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me tonight. That was like a wonderful little synopsis that you put together for me. I'm very, very honored by your words. I'm glad to be back in the building for another Humans Relations part two, where we're not going to get too crazy. We got our moderator in the building, and we don't want to go at each other, but we want to get more so to know each other and get more in depth into the human relations part. I did want to do a little disclaimer, let you all know that the views and opinions expressed in this program, they are those of the speakers, and they do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of any entities that they represent. So with that being said, how are you today?
I love it.
Keep
it pimping. I love that. But I know, but look, G. Lou, I hope that you checked her steel, because the words sounded good, but she might have an ice pick in her purse. So make sure that you check her. We ain't just going off of that. We ain't just going off of the words. Okay.
Right.
Before we get started.
You got to be proactive before you can be reactive.
Exactly.
Yes, I know you got your list ready. I have my list ready. And did you notice my list? It was really pretty much, it's easy going. You got to start like from somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So I hope that, you know, our little questionnaires for one another, hope we get some calls too. Please chime in today. You do know the number is 347-855-8436. You can press 1 to speak. You'll just wait for the host to go ahead and bring you in. But I'm going to not take up all the time, and I'm going to give it back to my gracious host.
Okay, well, with that being said, we have to do the swear-in. Cousin Marcy, do you promise to tell the truth, to answer with logic and not emotions, nor use exceptions to the rule, without dodging, deflecting, changing the subject?
Sure, I do. Let's go. sworn
all
in.
All right. Okay. What? Okay. Okay. Now we got the formalities out of the way.
Okay.
We got the formalities out the way. We just want to keep you honest, man. We're just trying to keep everybody honest, man. And we don't want no funny stuff going on up in here. Because I know y'all women be sticking together. I might say some stuff that I don't want to sting. I don't want to misrepresent. I don't want to disrespect. I just want to bridge the gap. Now, would you like
exactly.
to go first, or would you like for me to go first?
Since it's part two, and I believe, did I take the first one last time? You go first. You go ahead and take that first question.
Are you sure you want to do that? I'm going to ask you one more time.
Yep. Go on and say that first question. Go on.
Okay. Are you ready? Simple yes or
ready,
no answer
Eddie,
will do. Okay, she's ready.
Ready,
she's
Eddie,
ready.
Eddie.
All right. Let me see. What can I say that's going to ruffle your feathers, but I need a real answer. Do you think that a man's weakness is the facade of his strength, while a woman's strength is the facade of her weakness? Once again, just in case you didn't graduate high school, do you think that a man's weakness is the facade of his strength, while a woman's strength is the facade of her weakness?
As a high school graduate, I'm going to need you to say it again.
Moderator, what do you have to say about that? We're on the first question, okay. Oh, okay, let me move on. That might have been
one repeat.
That might have been
one repeat.
Yeah, that might have been too deep.
Yeah,
maybe that question was
you gotta
too deep.
I said we gonna
would you like
bring
to
it
pass
in, like,
on that question? Would you like
yeah,
to just
put that
pass
one at
on
the end.
Question?
Yeah,
all
that's
right,
like the
all
ending
right.
question.
All right. All right, here we go. Okay. Here we go. Why do women want stuff out of men but aren't willing to give stuff to men, but yet claim that they want equality and they are independent?
Well, these are only the opinions expressed. And yes, I think that may be because women have always been taught, like from little, they look to a man sometimes as a source of kind of rescue. So, yeah, you could be independent and all those other things. But deep down inside, I believe that a woman is always going to want something from a man. Now, I didn't say drain the man. I didn't say spend his whole paycheck and all that other stuff and you all are struggling. But, yeah, I think that women are always independent or not. So sometimes when you hear that comment, I don't need a man, I don't think that's true. Yeah, I don't think that's correct at all. That's what I think of when I hear stuff like that.
Wow, I actually totally agree. Well said. Well said.
Oh.
What do you have for me?
All right. All righty. So for you, there's like, let's see. Why is this always a question that, because I'm sure, I'm not saying anyone that's in my listening ears, but I know it's been that way. Why do men never have the question that women will ask them, what are we doing? What are we?
Wow, that's simple. Because if I have to explain it to your emotional side, and if you don't look at it logically, if I'm giving you my time, my space, my resources, I'm attentive to you, it should be self-explanatory. But you don't have to ask me, what are we? Are we going together? Mark the box, like in elementary. Do you go with me, yes or no? That should all be because I'm showing you with my actions. So if you have to doubt that, and have to ask me, what are we? That means that we're not nothing, because men move at a steady keel. They don't just spend their time with you for the fuck of it. We really don't even like you unless we really like you. So we're spending our time with you. That means that we're trying to build and move forward with you. So it shouldn't be no question. You should judge us by our actions. So you don't need us to go hire a helicopter to put we are in love, you know, skyrocket in the sky. It should be obvious by what we do.
Wow, I totally agree.
That's a good answer right there, sir.
Why, thank you so much.
Family,
I did my
good
research.
Answer.
I
good
am
answer.
Ready. Just make sure no bottles from the back. Guard my back. I don't want nobody to sling a bottle and hit me in the back, man, while I'm not looking.
No, I got everything covered.
Okay. So I guess it's my turn now. Are you ready?
Go right ahead. Yes.
But you didn't say, were you ready or not? I need you
yes,
to say that
ready.
You're ready. Okay.
What
good.
In the
okay.
world is...
Okay.
What in the earth?
Okay. Let me see. Man. Why are men taught how to treat women, but women aren't taught how to treat men? A man is always saying, you be nice or open the door for her. You know, be kind, be cordial, be, you know, a whole bunch of other adjectives. Why aren't women taught how to treat men, but men are taught how to treat women?
That should be a two-part question, because there's many factors that are going to play into that. So never a deflection, but you got to look at the ratio of parents in the household. I believe it's always going to come down to that. Even to these human relations, these men and women relations, you most likely got to have like that two parent or that strong parent that's going to actually, you know, tell the young man, oh, well, like you said, you need to open the door for the young lady. But then in turn, who is there to teach the young lady? You need to go ahead and make yourself presentable where, you know, you might attract the young man that's going to want to take you out to dinner rather than just take you to the spot or take you behind the building or something stupid like that. So I believe mostly to just really answer, it just comes down to that. Though women may not be in taught, they may not be in taught that, may not be being taught that, pardon me, but it's because, well, if so much pressure is being put on, let's say, for instance, because it's a child, they come from the mother, so much pressure is being put on the mother, she may have 2, 3, 4 jobs, she's not able to be there where she could tell, and then if she is a single mom, not saying that that's because she is one, but what if she didn't know? So she doesn't have any kind of idea how to go ahead and cater to, if she did have, say, a husband, a live-in, you know, partner, or whatever may have you, maybe a fiance, yeah, they're not taught, so they're not going to go ahead and push it on down to the next generation. So maybe even if boy children, maybe if the father isn't in the home, but if the father is around them, he could still go ahead and tell them, hey, you got to pump the gas, you got to take the trash out, you got to take her on a date, here's some money. But with women, for some reason, and it might even be a little bit of the competition factor, especially when you have girls, the views and opinions expressed are not anything of the speakers. It could be a competition factor, whereas they may be feeling like they may be in competition with their daughters when they reach a certain age. So why would I teach you, when I'm still out here scallywagging, how to be right for a man when I feel like I'm in competition with you, or you're my competition, and I can't tell you how to do this, so you might get a man before me? So that is a very, very deep question.
You better preach, Marcy.
I hope I covered this a little
bit. You better preach, Marcy. You better preach, girl.
Wow.
I
And that sounds like an issue
Great answer.
That actually sounds like an issue.
Thank you.
That I don't know if other women from other races have that issue where they can believe that they're in competition with their daughters, because a lot of women made mistakes along the way. Then they have daughters, and now the daughters might be, you know, a little more prettier, or I can see that. But as far as the competition, I think you should tell your daughters what nobody told you, you know, and then maybe you'll be able to help them to be able to keep a man, because the state of the nation now, the women are kind of running away the men that really would look out for them, and they're going to end up, man, with basically nothing in the end, you know. And it's sad to say, because us as a black community, as a black nation in America, we should really want each other, because we basically all we have. And if you look back at the 60s or 70s, man, I was telling somebody the other day, I remember growing up on my block, and everybody had a father on the block. You feel me? So that old adage, it takes a nation to raise a kid, it's true.
Village.
It's basically true. Yeah, a village to raise a kid. So it's like if we go outside, and even if your mom and daddy don't see you, the neighbor going to snitch you out. Everybody was taught to be respectable and appreciate each other. And you know, the old thing that my grandma used to tell me, you can't go nowhere with them. She would tell my friends, well, if y'all go somewhere, if he don't come back, y'all don't come back. In other words, everybody better, if it go down, everybody better fight. Don't come back and you ain't scarred up.
Right.
And my grandson is dead at the skating rink. Don't even come back. If y'all leave together, y'all come back together.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really how, man, it really used to be back in the day. But it seems like y'all
want to also keep commenting, because that was it goes so deep when we talked about, you know, the correlation between, like, who is in the household. When you said, well, you know, us as black people, well, I've seen a lot of different cultures in my life. And what you do find, even with, our Caucasian race of people, what they do is they push everything onto their children. And what I mean, generational, okay, well, black people, now we're talking about generational wealth. Okay, well, they've been doing that for years. Every other culture except us, when we lost what we had, I guess, going back to Africa, they tell their kids, you're going to go to school, you're going to do this, you're going to do that. And they speak to them early on about, they push marriage on the girls. You got to get married. When you look at your Armenian culture, when you look at, you can even look at your, the Iranians, every other culture, you know, they push that on the girls. So when you have these goals set in place, again, it's just going back into the household where, you know, from little, you're looking forward to this. They have celebrations where it's like, they know their culture. They know what's expected of them. So when you're expected to be married, or when you're expected to have a household and have children and be smart and go to college, and they're pushing that on you, you're going to do that. If no one's ever talking to you about going to college, you're not going to go to college. If nobody's ever telling you, oh, you know, one day you need to be married, and you know, one day this and that and the other is going to happen, you're not going to know anything about it. So yeah, you will be whatever you like to be in this life. You could be a senator or whatever, but you will still be on your head twerking. Okay, so you really gotta know, you gotta have some kind of, and that's why it's important, I think, for us to look at other cultures. I mean, we are who we are, but when we know when there's something we're missing, yeah, we're missing that. We should be, remember the things that we used to have back in the day, and I'm not going to take up all the time again. Remember we used to have debutantes, like you were saying, tweet about how things were different back in the day. Remember when they used to have the debutante ball for the girls? Well, look at the Jewish culture. We do what? The bar mitzvahs.
Yes.
So we're teaching you early on, you need to be celebrated. And when you do things that have to do with life, and we want to see you have a baby, and this, that, and the other, well, now we can go to one of our baby showers, and they're going to shoot it up.
Yeah, we definitely don't have
they just gonna act the fool and they gonna fight.
You're definitely right. We don't have for our young,
lady. Why are we putting a negative, right? And why are we putting a negative on something that should be so positive as a birth? It seemed like schniggers be more happy and they be more jovial when they all meet up at the cemetery. Yeah, rather than when they be at the baby shower when we're supposed to be celebrating life.
You're absolutely right, and that only lasts for a minute time. You can go to a funeral and dudes are trying to bank girls at the dude funeral. It's like, and you know, taking pictures for selfish reasons. It's like we are so behind. It's kind of hard to bridge the gap. I believe it needs to be more shows like this that can really make us understand that we both really truly do need each other. But it's kind of out of hand because, okay, you can blame it on social media because that's the only scapegoat that we basically have to blame it on. Because back in the day, you had to call a girl and talk to her on the phone all night and see her when you could see her. But now it's like everything is
so... You had to
be
respectful. You had to meet her dad. You had to meet the family. You had to pull up. You couldn't honk the horn in the driveway talking about, come on out.
Exactly. And it seemed like we lost our true essence in what we are supposed to be to each other. And therefore, it's completely out of control. Now, I have a problem with women wanting more and just wanting the world out of us, but yet they don't really too much want to give anything, you know? That's the problem. It's like, where did the selfishness come from? I got a question. Well, not even a question. I got a statement. And I've done my research. This is true facts.
Right.
I can document it where it came from. Did you know that the average black woman between the age of 18 and 35 has a credit score under 400 due mostly to delinquent phone bills, department store credit cards, high interest rate on car loans, and student debt? Were you aware of that?
Well, that's, yes, I'm very aware of that because things that could have happened to the young lady, which is unfortunate, which could go back to either who either got access to her information. They used to start bills in the children's names.
Morning.
And they didn't find out until until they're grown. And it's like, where'd all that come from? You know, but that could be any race. Yeah, that could be any race. You know, it's more of the other race at the welfare office than us. And that's not bullshit, but that was a statement. That wasn't a question, so.
All right,
but yeah,
all right. Mediator, moderator.
You got your sound toys ready today.
She deflected that one.
No,
that
it wasn't
one.
A question.
Just look,
that
look,
wasn't
look.
A question.
Okay.
It was a statement.
Hey, but shoot, on the flip, the men is probably even worse. Hey, let's keep it 100.
No,
exactly.
That's not true, and I can dispute. No, that is not true.
I ain't saying all. I'm saying a lot, especially in the community.
I have facts that can dictate that.
Yeah.
Women,
okay.
Women are impulse buyers. Back in the day, you can go to Daniel's Jeweler, get you a little ring, an S chain, and then when Turkish's and all that other stuff came out, they was doing that, and they was ended up. How many women you know walking around with an iPhone and the screen is cracked? That right there, feel me? It's like, and then they didn't play Sprint out, so then they go to Boost Mobile. They play Boost Mobile out. Then they go to Verizon. Most of their debts and their credit scores come from impulse shopping and gluttony and student loans. How many women went to college, graduated, and doing something completely different than what they went to school for? Because like you said, Marcy, everybody's taught, go to school, do this, do this, do this. Both my daughters are proof positive of that. Not to turn it personal, but Both my daughters went to college, and they're not even in the fields that they went to school for. It's a completely waste of time. So I do understand that. I do understand that. Now, men, for example, most men didn't really know about credit, that credit is like virginity. I learned that a long time ago. Credit is like virginity. You can only lose it once. Because if you lose your credit, man, you ain't got to have a nickel in your back pocket. But if you got credit, you the man. You could always, man, you could live off of your credit cards until some money come. It means something. Most men are more logical
now,
about that.
Now, how many of those women wound up with weak credit because they were trying to buy stuff for the men? I wonder what the percentage of that. I'm going to find that out before we go off tonight.
Well, that'd be...
Yeah, that's
that'd,
one
that'd
another
that'd
factor. Put
question.
That on the list of bills.
That'd be
yeah.
a good question.
Yeah.
Let me do something real quick. Moderator, I think I might have to take a pause for the cause right about now. Hold on 1 second. Yeah, man, I got to go pay the water bill. Can you give a shout out to the sponsors real fast for me?
Moderator or myself?
G. Lewski, are you
shout
there,
out to
sir?
Our sponsor, BTP Media Group. First and foremost, Jeff Kwan and the Kwan Glomerate. Got to give a special shout out to Stacey Adams, man. One of our number one sponsors. You know, it's summertime, so you want to look fly. Stacey Adams, man, will get you together, man. You know what I mean? It goes generations back. My pops wore Stacey Adams. I'm wearing Stacey Adams. I got a fresh brim Stacey Adams. Queen Jean got me a Stacey Adams hat. It's all Stacey Adams, man. So go to the website, tweetcadillac.com, click on the link, Stacey Adams, and get yourself hooked up, man. You know what I mean? You'll thank me later. Also,
yep.
Magnificent Wax. Excuse me?
I said, yep. I'll hook them up later.
Yeah. Also, got to give a special shout out to MagnificentWax.com, one of our day one sponsors. Magnificent Wax, the freshest wax you can put on your car to have you shining, man, like $1 million. You can have a hoopie and be looking right up with that Magnificent Wax, man. So tap in. MagnificentWax.com is the website. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you, and they'll hook you up with a nice discount. Also, they may have they're in selected Walmarts across the country. So they may be located in one of your Walmarts, whatever city you are in. So look up for that as well. Also, One Stop Funk Shop. Got to give a special shout out to the homegirl Chocolate over there doing her thing as well. Also, got to give a shout out to Sunsound Concerts and Tours, our connection and destination for all the hot shows coming to your city. You want to travel to go see a show. It's summertime. All the good shows are coming around. So tap in with Sunsound Concerts and Tours. They'll get you hooked up. Tell them Tweet Cadillac sent you. Also, the family-owned business of Tweet Cadillac, Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, FunDiggity.com. The baddest funnel cake since the Pomona Fair, man. Tap in with them. They'll get you hooked up with the best funnel cakes. You can take it home, make it yourself. However you want to do it, tap in. Locally owned and operated in the greater Los Angeles area. Family-owned business. You know what I mean? They got the hookup, 5-star ratings on Yelp. They got the DoorDash and all the other hookups, so they'll deliver it right to you, whatever you need. Fun Diggity Funnel Cakes, FunDiggity.com. And the GLuShow.com. You know we're on Wednesdays, Fridays, Sundays. Cousin Marcy's there on Friday, the one you hear tonight. Shout out to Queen Jean, Big Hanks of the Gangster, and my homeboy Big Flossie. The GLuShow.com. Go to the website. Get tapped in with everything connected to the GLu Show. All past shows, all music, all apparel, all of that is there. With that being said, those were the sponsors for the evening.
That's right. And I'm going to go pay the water bill. I'm going to leave something, man, one time on your mind. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Also, callers, we see you, man. Right after this break, we got your back, your front, and your side. Stay tuned. 93.3 FM-ism. The only station playing Funkadelic with the Temptations.
In the middle, When you're in a relationship, what are some of the techniques that you'll use to, like, nag the guy so we can look out for those as men?
I don't know. Just lower his self-esteem, I guess. Calling him names or something.
Because those are some of the things you've done with him in the past?
Yeah, I guess.
What are some of the mean things that you've said to your boyfriend, even though he's doing his best?
If they have, like, a dream or something, you know, like, try to insult that to kind of, like, get them down, I guess.
Tell him, like, you're nobody, your rap career is not going to work out. What's the ultimate goal, just to keep him in, like, a constant state of, like, depression?
I guess kind of, like, make them doubt themselves about, like, who they are as a person and, like, their own personalities and stuff like that, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, thanks.
Let me tell you about us. If I cheat, I am going to have an amalgamation of men, and they all serve different purposes. One of them 9 times out of 10 is paying my rent, because if I'm going to cheat and risk the relationship that I am in, knowing that I low-key still kind of want to be there, because if that wasn't the case and I would leave, then somebody needs to be bringing the financial support. Like, that's a given. I'm going to have another man that likes to either A, travel with me, or B, give me the funds to go travel alone. Either one will suffice. I'm going to have a man who takes care of all of the items that I've had in my Amazon cart since 2018. I'm going to have a man who does all of the romantic things that my current man refuses to do, but he's just gushy like that, and I can just call him when I feel like being gushy too. And then everybody kind of has to have that street man that always just gets me outside when I feel like being outside and know how to turn up me and my friends. We like that. But if we're being honest, all of them going to be fine as hell. They all going to have good jobs. To be honest, if my man were to find about these other 5 men that I am supposedly seeing, he would swear up and down that I had plans to leave him. Because I'm not cheating on you with Rodney from up the street who has no life aspirations. I am cheating on you with Peter, the astronaut, Ricardo the artiste. I'm giving you Bernie the car dealership owner. These are not meant to be side niggas. Because if you cheat on me, I'm going to cheat on you better.
And there you have it. Now, that brings me to the question at hand. Mr. Moderator, Lou G. Lou, I know you probably can attest to this as well. We are up against all of those obstacles. It's hard for us to choose a mate in this modern society of world that we live in because we don't really know what we're getting. I can imagine Bernie, the car dealership owner, and then she sends me down there to buy a car. I have a friend that, you know, he has a dealership and he'll hook you up, and she's skeezing Bernie from the car dealership. Men are afraid of modern-day women, Marcy. I don't know if you really understand mm-hmm. that be a fact.
I'm afraid of modern-day women. Like, that couldn't be my daughter. Like, that's pure deep ignorance right there. That's nothing but ignorant right there. That's just, like, so outrageous. It's just,
but
like,
that's
so outrageous.
The world that we live in now. That's the world that
we live in. You're taking me to my next question. Yeah, you just actually answered. Well, I'm going to ask it anyway. It was my turn. After the potty break. Did you say? I thought you said we had a caller.
Yes, we do. Actually, let me go to the phone line. Caller, I'm not sure if you want to speak, but if you do, you're live on 93.3 FM. Good evening. Hello, caller. Okay, I guess they're just looking. Okay,
no.
Yeah, we do tend to get looky-loos.
Okay, alrighty, so.
It don't mean no harm.
Oh, yeah, that's all good. That's all good. Well, thanks for being here. Call again and say something. Alrighty, so what I was going to ask you was, what are men's, or, you know, since you say black relations, what are their biggest fears about relationships?
Oh, that is so simple. I'm glad you asked that question. Basically, men are simple. All we really want is cooperation. We don't want you to be argumentative. We don't want you to go against our authority. If we say something, we want, even if you don't agree with it, ponder what we're telling you because it's in your best interest. Because believe me, we thought about it before we even presented to you. And if we make a move, it's for the interest of both of us. Ain't no dude going to be all willy-nilly making the decision that no, it can backfire against him and you. So ain't no man going to, you know, he doesn't need to be questioned. If he makes a move, respect that. Just be cooperative. You know, be cooperative. Don't be argumentative. Don't be opinionated. Don't be loud. Don't be rude. We are basically simple. Roll with the flow. You can have your viewpoints. We don't mind that. Just don't. Man, it's basically respect. The three things that we want out of a woman is respect, gratitude, and cooperation. And for some odd reason, seems like a lot of black women cannot even give us that. And it's very, very simple. At least it is for me. G. Lou, what about you? Do you feel the same way?
Yeah, I have to agree on that, pretty much, man. That's, you know, pretty simple, man. But it's simple, but sharp. You know what I mean? And to the point, like you just said, those are the things, you know, we want, you know, for my better half, for my lady, for sure.
If y'all could just do that, if y'all could just do that, everything would be fine. We'll pick up the slack on the other areas. But damn, just y'all can't even do that. Anyway, before I go completely crazy. It's your turn, Cousin Marcy. What's on your mind? Actually, we have another caller.
That was my question. Cool.
Yeah, that's what we want from y'all, but y'all can't really seem to give it to us. That's all we ask. We are very simple. Maybe every now and then if you can make us a sandwich or something, cook our favorite dish without us asking you, and not being a holiday, just simple stuff. Caller, you are live on 93.Tweet FM ism. Speak on it. Okay, here we go. Y'all just want to just be here and don't want to talk. It's all good. Continue to listen, man. We love y'all. Everything is good. Okay, let me see. I got a question for you. Do you think that women should be punished criminally for lying on the paternity of a child? Because that's the man's worst nightmare.
Definitely.
That's his worst nightmare.
Yep. They definitely do. And in this day and age, that needs to be mandatory. It should have been mandatory back then. Not only for those reasons that we know. Wow, did I answer too fast? I feel like I answered that way too fast. But definitely, that needs to be, like, changed.
But y'all been getting away with it for years.
A genetic.
For years and years and years.
That's what I'm saying. And you can have a genetic disease, and if you don't really know where you come from, it's so sad, you can wind up, like, dating, like, someone you're related to. So, yes, that is needed. They need to be, you need to be prosecuted for, yeah, you do. Why would you do that? You could, not saying any beautiful baby brought into this earth, it will ruin anyone's life, but you could potentially ruin someone's life. Someone could put a baby on them, they may not be able to take care of it. What if they harm themselves or something? What if they spazzed out and I can't take care of all of you and did something to the mother and the children? Like, that probably happens, like, a lot. So, you need to get in some kind of trouble. That's not right.
And years and years and years it's been happening. And it's been people, imagine for a man to raise a child and find out that the child was in a car accident and they needed to get blood from the immediate family. So they tested everybody in the family. And they tested the father's blood, and the father's blood doesn't match. And now the mama sitting there looking stupid because she know that that ain't his daughter. Feel me? That is
That's the worst thing that can happen to a man. Like, what is going on? Exactly. That is, like, so cruel. Like, how could you be so cruel, Bobby Brown? How do you even get the mindset? I'm a woman, and I'm not that, I'm not cool with that at all.
If I did have a son and somebody did, I would want to put hands on you.
Y'all
been doing it forever.
Maybe if they get punished. And we not the only ones. Again, remember, we are not the only ones that do that. Every race does that. So, yeah, we not going to keep putting. That's another thing with bridging the gap. I think that a lot of the back and forth, between us when we talk about human relations, like you brought us here to do part two, yay, is that we do that as one another, black women, black women. We put stuff on each other. Well, only y'all do. You do this. And, Jerry Springer really didn't get popular off of us, if you really want to be technical about it. His stuff started with them people over there. So we got to stop putting, so much. We might have to change a little color line.
Okay, hold up.
Hold up one second.
Warning, bullshit alert. The reason I say that is because we're the ones that we're dealing with. So it has nothing to do with any other races. If we can't get along with our own people, regardless of what they do, and the sad part about all of that is they are looking at us and they are watching us do stupid stuff online, and they're judging us because of that. And we're making them, we're giving them entertainment and pleasure of laughing at us, and we don't think nothing's wrong. It was just a senator the other day is twerking. Well, on a headstand. This lady had to go through college.
Yeah, we mentioned her.
Had
that
to
was
do
a
all
miss.
Of this. I mean, it's like, why would
right.
you take us back 1,000 years? You're probably going to lose your Senate position. You're probably going to be heckled and canceled.
Can I ask you this?
Word. Yes.
Let me ask you this. So I've been, you know, tapping into that story a little bit more, like as of 30 minutes before we got on. And I was listening to another show, and a caller was like, well, she don't like men anyway, so I watched it 100 times more. Like, is there really like a just, is there like, what is that about? Like, and I was, there was an opinion like that. It was going on. Well, she don't like dudes anyway, so she didn't look bad. And yes, it was our people saying that. Like, did you find that to be any, what did you find that to be, your honest opinion?
Well, I found that to be disrespectful to all black women, because a woman that had the discipline to go through school, to rise within the ranks of white society, to become a senator, you should represent yourself a little bit better. But for you to be on a beach doing twerking on a handstand, it's like, lady, what are you doing? You just set us back. You might lose your career. You might lose the respect of your colleagues. And you cannot justify you doing that. It's going to make any sense to anyone with any type of knowledge, period. I mean, to me, man, that was just idiocy. That was complete idiocy, man. And I just don't get it. I don't get it. That's the reason why
I just don't understand. Yeah, I just don't understand. Like, okay, people could do like that kind of stuff behind closed doors. What if she was doing that behind closed doors and we found out about it? Like, not to see it, but supposedly that's what men like. There wouldn't be so many strip clubs.
No, that's not what men like.
Somebody wasn't out there.
That's not what men like. Mm. Men, first of all, if men, the men that like that, they go to the strip clubs. They don't want to go to the strip club to see the senator that they voted for in their community doing that. As like us, suppose that would have been Maxine Waters. You know who Maxine Waters is, correct?
Definitely,
you know,
like a hometown hero.
Okay.
I went to her school.
Oh, exactly, exactly. Now, could you imagine Maxine Waters doing some stupid stuff like that? Come on, man, that's crazy.
Right.
Let me play this excerpt.
And
real
she
could
get kind of neck rolly too. But she could get kind of neck rolly too when she's making her point. You know, she'll point her finger a little bit. You know, and she'll do these things that, you know, somebody will put on us as black women, or you know what I'm saying, like yeah, look at her. There's been a many a times in the press or Fox News they've come for the hometown hero Maxine like that. So, but yes, definitely
but
know her.
Stood
and
her
that's
ground.
Agree. Like
she stood her ground,
but she stood her ground and
she
didn't have
people.
To twerk. So
and
maybe
exactly.
she should talk to that senator. Maybe she should
it's
talk to
late.
That senator and really have a sit down with her, and maybe
I
she won't get reelected. Late. What is her district? Like, who is she representing? Now I have to really dig deep. Like, that is
I
important.
Forgot,
why you have
it's
to vote.
East Coast. She's from East Coast City. But it's like, of all the publicity stunts, campaigning, you should have thought way different than that. Let me play you excerpt that I found to be kind of disturbing as well.
Okay.
This is a state of mind that a lot of women are in right now, and I think it's repulsive. 90.2 FM, check this out, y'all.
I have no idea what to expect from this right here. Let's go ahead and press please.
Here are a list of things I expect men to do in marriage. Number one, pay the rent, mortgage, and utilities. So that's like the rent, the water, and like the electric. You know what I'm saying? And then if we have a home, like the property tax and the mortgage insurance, all that good stuff. Number two, to do most of the cooking. I cook, but I don't really like to cook. So it's really a plus when I meet a guy who is really good at cooking. And there are actually a lot of men that are great cooks. Number three, the dishes. I don't like doing the dishes, so it would be great to have a man that just took that chore off of my hands because I don't like to do the dishes. Number four, do the laundry. And when I say do the laundry, I don't just mean like put the clothes in the wash. I mean like the whole process. Put the clothes in the wash, put the clothes in the dryer, put them up, iron what needs to be ironed, fold what needs to be folded. Like do the whole thing from A to Z. Number five, take out the trash. I don't like to take out the trash. Number six, any yard work or housework. Now, he doesn't necessarily have to like fix it. Like if there's like a broken pipe or something, like he doesn't have to fix it, but he does have to be responsible in calling whoever to make sure that it is fixed. So it's just his responsibility. Number seven, upkeep the car. So that includes any tire changes that need to be made, any oil changes that need to be made, putting gases in the car, making sure the cars are washed, like the whole process of upkeeping the cars from A to Z. Number eight is date nights at least twice a month, but that actually goes into like any form of recreational activities. So if we're going kayaking, if we're deciding to take a camping trip, if we're deciding to go to a theme park, just at least two dates and or recreational activities per month. And number nine, an annual honeymoon. I do want to be one of those couples that takes a honeymoon every year in a different location. I think that's super cute. So definitely an annual honeymoon and then a separate family vacation. So that's two big trips per year. So a honeymoon and a separate family vacation. And yes, I expect for him to pay.
Wow. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's TK, unrealistic?
Kirkland voice. Bitch.
Do you think that's
who
unrealistic?
Who raised you? Kanye West voice. You worried about the wrong thing. You worried about the whole wrong thing. You sound S-T-U-P-I-D-A-F. Straight
that's
like that.
That's what women,
anybody
that's
out there,
what kind
I'm
of
tired.
Women want.
I'm tired. She made me so tired right now. Like,
yeah,
what are you
deep.
Talking about?
That is so deep to me.
That is irritating.
It. Let's move on. You got a question for me? Because I am ready.
Definitely
I am
I
ready.
Do. Okay.
Come on with it.
So this is a big thing. This is a big thing, I know, especially with all the fashion police out there. Because you know how fashion has changed. So not saying you're as in you tweed, but I'm saying as, you know, we're talking about black men. Apart from your appearance, what is the first thing that people notice about you? Do you think it's your dress? Do you think it's your... What is the first thing that you think... Is it like, color? Like, for the black man, what is the... Because, you know, some people, they really... You know, they stick to what they know. They might go somewhere for a little while, and they might come back, and they didn't know the style changed to this. And some try to adhere to every style that comes along, and they run around with holes in their knees right now and their jeans. I don't know. I don't know. What do you think about that?
Well, to me, that's stupid because a grown man with holes in his jeans, and then the jeans might cost $100, and you're going to buy some jeans with holes in the knees, to me, that's like metrosexual. To me, that's just funny style. It's like, come on, man. You don't have to... The worst thing in the world is for a man over 30 to have some holes in his jeans sagging with a fake Gucci belt on.
Respectfully.
Look like an idiot.
Metrosexual.
You look like a damn idiot. To me, I believe that a man should look like a man. And you don't have to keep up with the Joneses because fashion changes just like music changes. So how are you going to be a grown man and yet you're keeping up with fashions from the, not the teenagers, but the mid-20 dudes. You're an idiot. You're an idiot, and it shows that you're not in control. You're a follower. Me personally, I really wasn't trying to keep the show on a personal tip, but I learned a long time ago, I could have on some jeans and a pair of white K-Swiss, original K-Swiss, and those white K-Swiss will match any outfit that I got. I don't have to buy Jordans and all the fancy new type of shoes. Matter of fact, I've never owned a pair of Jordans in my life. I will put on some white K-Swiss that I know is going to go with any outfit, period. And when I walk into a room, that's my fashion statement, because women will look old. Oh, he's an OG. Men will look old. He's an OG right there. So it's like, to me, if a man gets caught up with this, all these fancy colors and all that theatrical gear, to me, it looks like that's insecurity, because you don't have to do all of that. You really don't have to do all of that. And if you're an old dude, you're really looking stupid by doing all of that. So that's my take on that one. Be your age, not your shoe size. Feel me? Represent your age.
Great answer, Family Feud. Great answer.
For real, though.
Great answer. Great answer. Great answer.
Now, I got one for you. I got one for you. Let me go through my notes, because I want to make sure that this is understood while we try to bridge the goddamn gap. Okay. Oh, I got a good one for you. Check this out. Cousin Marcy, why does a woman give undivided attention to her job? She will be on time. She would dress appropriate. She would be on her best behavior. She would do everything that it takes. But yet, outside of her job, she's rude. She's disrespectful. I hate when a woman goes in a restaurant and treats a waitress bad. It's like, wow. To me, that is an instant turnoff. You feel me? It's like, why do women give their jobs all the respect that they can't even give their man? Can you explain that one to me? Jeez, Maga, I don't want that. I want
this. Yes, right.
It's like, well, not why, to why
explain.
Y'all do that?
Like, I can't explain
why
for
y'all
anyone.
Do that?
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, because I've been in the battlefield where a female, you know, has you know, returned home from work or something like that, and you know, she just walk in a door, like she kicked the door in, boom, boom. Why y'all didn't do this? Why y'all didn't do that? And it's like, but we know where you were at your employer. You weren't acting that way. So why did you come and be with your family? Well, that's the easy answer, because it's no respect. They're gonna respect, you know, Mr. Charlie before they respect somebody they really and truly in their heart, or they might be looking down on or having certain feelings, you know, about the views and opinions of Cousin Marcy or Tweet Cadillac. But yeah, so respectfully, like I said, I've seen it happen before, and you know, best behavior, it ends as soon as you punch out. You get in a car and you be driving and they be cussing and they be speeding. What do we think about road rage? You know, they mad that they might have to commute. They might have to go pick some kids up, you know, from the daycare. They might gotta, you know, dang, they gotta worry about what's for dinner. But you, for some reason, they just take it out on us, and it is rude and it is disrespectful. I've had, not making it personal either, but I've had those kind of moments in my own existence where I had to check myself, like, hold on, you know. They didn't do nothing to you. Calm down. Get it back to how you was when you was 8 hours ago. You know, it's all about respect. And you definitely don't want to come home taking that out on your man or your woman. Like, nobody should do that. But yeah, it's just a real thing. It's a part of life. It's about respect. There's a respect factor, period. That's it. That's it and that's all.
Basically all it should be. Because if you can't respect the man you with, or love the man you with, who you gonna love? It's like, why? How come y'all just can't just love us for who we are? And let me give you an example. and I know this to be 100% true. A Mexican man could be standing at that line at Home Depot waiting for somebody to come in so he can get work. But when he goes home, his wife has the beans, the tortillas cooked, you know, just still in her feminine nature. You know, baby, how'd it go today? Well, I only made like 40 bucks, and, you know, I just had to get on the roof. And it was 103 degrees, but I knocked it out, but this is what I brought. Now, a black woman, I'm saying this is all black women. Disclaimer me, Marcy. Please disclaimer me again on the on what I'm
disclaimer
about to say.
Disclaimer, the views and opinions expressed, they're not the opinion of Twee Cadillac or Cousin Marcy. Respectfully, let's go.
There you go. Now, the black man, the same black man, comes home after being at the temp agency, and he went and did the job. And when he come home, the black woman is bitching. We ain't going to get a real job because this shit ain't enough.
Mm-hmm.
And, but the man went out there and did his thing. It's like, seems like we're kind of never satisfied with each other, and that should be a problem, too. Back in the day.
And the whole time she got a work husband.
Exactly.
And the whole time she got a work husband. That
and
could
back
be another
in the day,
problem too. That may be why she come in mad.
She ain't gonna even tell you that. Because she even bought her lunch every day for the whole week. You feel me?
Right.
But peep though, it's like I've seen Mexican guys with women that, you know, they might not be the prettiest looker, you know, but yet their women have been faithful to those guys, and those guys have been faithful to their women. We used to always talk about our Mexican family. It could be 13 of them in a house, and they all live together, put their money together, and when one of them come up, they'll move out, get their spot, you know, but the door was always open for you to get on your feet. You can't even put three black families in it. It could be a mansion, and they be in that mother sucker tripping, you know, fighting over the jacuzzi. And it's
yeah,
like
I've heard stories. Yeah, I've heard stories. It's not a joke. It gets real tricky. Yeah, it gets real tricky when it comes to that. Yeah, some, you know, as black people, we
can't
don't
do it.
And especially
we
not in relations, and then you can't do it.
You can't do it.
Yeah,
but,
it gets
but
really, really tricky.
It,
yeah.
Check this out. If you look at it, remember the TV show Dallas with J.R. Ewing?
Very, very well.
Okay, do you remember
who
the TV show Dynasty? Do you remember the TV show Dynasty?
Diane Carroll.
Okay, peep this.
Alexis Carrington.
They all lived in that mansion, right? I tried to pose that. I know, but look, though, if, say you got three brothers. No, man, let's say you got two sisters and two brothers, and they paying rent everywhere. One of your sisters live in Rialto. Other sisters live in South Central. Other sisters live in Pasadena. Do you know that the rent that you pay individually, if we all put it together, we could actually have a fucking mansion. If you're paying $2,000, $2,200 over here for your bullshit apartment, if everybody came, we would have enough space for the kids at a pool, the play area. We could all be in a lavish-ass house. The grandmama could be there so she could see her grandbabies every day. Now you got your babysitter, and we could be in a mansion. Black people cannot do that to save their life. We all could collectively take our money, take our
right.
money that we're giving to the white dude and put in. We all could be in a fucking mansion in Calabasas, you know, man, chilling. That's our fucking problem. And we'll never
yeah,
have that.
You got to support. You could just... You have to support. It's a shame. And, yeah, we not getting off topic. But, yeah, everything you said is correct. Like, I agree with that. It's, and like I said, it gets real tricky with that. And that's because it's every man, one man for themselves. You know, black people, they, you know, and you could take that because I'm supposed to come from the female's perspective. two sisters could tell each, well, one could tell each other, well, I moved, I found this place over here, like you said, and then, but some, they won't even communicate. They don't even communicate with one another. They won't say, brother, you could get this, or sister, you could get that, and knowing how they're living and knowing where they are in their life. So it is, again, what did we talk about when we first got on, when I said the teaching? And we're not blaming either party, but man or woman, who raised you. So it's like, we got to do better. We have to do better, because you're absolutely correct. Why can't we get together and do like the others? Why can't we?
Could be
just like
chilling.
Gentrification. Look at gentrification, though.
Chilling.
Look at gentrification.
But
right.
Look, gentrification would
look at gentrification,
nothing,
how they.
I know, but look, it wouldn't mean
right.
Nothing, because we would have the money to be there. Look, man,
exactly.
I got sisters and brothers that got houses, and it's like, if we all live together, we could have a house so fucking fly with a private gate, you know, cameras,
right,
and all of that shit, man. If we could just get along. I know they say it's harder, you know, you can't put two women in a kitchen, and I've heard all of that type stuff too, but I would love to have a mansion. Yeah, I would love to have a mansion in Calabasas somewhere, and my mama in there.
Right.
And, you know,
but people will
all
hate
my
on
siblings,
you. They're first gonna say they're gonna hate on you. They're gonna hate on you. They're gonna say, why you wanna go to Calabasas? That's what black people gonna say. You already know that off top. Who you think you are? Why you don't need a hood? Like, who raised you?
Man, we could have so much more, man. And my problem is kind of basically like, seems like black women have so much of a high expectation on a black man, but they don't really give too much. And for example, let me throw this synopsis at you.
Mm-hmm.
A woman really doesn't spend money on a man or a boyfriend or a husband, but a man spends money on a woman, a girlfriend, or a wife. And I say that to say this. A man on Father's Day might get a tie or some boxers, but a woman on Mother's Day expects dinner, roses, chocolates, you know, all the above. But if you ask the average woman, how much have you ever spent on a man as far as a gift or anything?
Mm-hmm.
Be surprised. Probably been $100, $200 at the most. That's a problem too. But yet, they'll spend $300 on one fucking lace front wig. It's the selfishness of black women.
Yeah, that lady that was on that, where did that clip come from? Where did that clip come from? Because she just made it awkward. She had her whole little list.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She really wanted all of that. She wanted and actually believed that she deserved all of that. That's the funny part about it. She thought she was worthy of getting all of that. That's the trouble with our black women. They spend so much money on facial products and hair care issues and stuff. That's where their money goes. Their money doesn't go to anything else, basically. And that's, to me, man, that's a major problem. And then women are going to end up like this. Check this out, y'all, 93.2 FM. Please, black women, get it together, man.
Mm-hmm.
You all we got. And without y'all, don't get mad at us if we go for a Panamanian or a white girl, but y'all pushing us away. Check this out, y'all.
And it's difficult to learn to live alone.
Respectfully.
It's difficult because I'm difficult. I'm not easy to live with. You know, you have three or four choices here that will give you a terrible day or a wonderful day. And there's no one else to blame except you. Because you're here alone. You can't say, he did this. Or he did that. It's all you. And you don't seem to want to make
yourself extremely happy the way you wanted other people to come along to make you extremely happy. Nobody can make you extremely happy but you. I was an old lady before I understood.
If you can't take constructive criticism, baby, keep on scrolling. Many of you women are not really what you think you're cracked up to be. Like, some of y'all are really not great people to be in relationships with. Y'all know I work with couples every single day, and I'm going to go ahead and make a list of everything that I have to work through. First things first, quit coming into relationships trying to make a man secure your insecurities. That's your job. If you lack confidence, if you have low self-esteem, if there's still trauma that you're operating in, if you're self-critical, if you're judgmental when it comes to yourself, if you blame yourself, if you're still operating in guilt and trauma and everything else, baby, that's for you to handle, not him. Respect his space. Like, stop becoming so preoccupied and hyper aware of what a man has going on. As soon as you see his mood is off a little bit, you start becoming overwhelming. What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? Let me tell you how men are. A lot of men, when they are going through stuff, they may end up withdrawing or retreating because they're trying to figure it out. They're not always upset at you. Their moods are not changing just because of you. People go through things in a way that men are. They don't express themselves as much as we do as women. It's okay. Give that man some space. Oh, yeah. The clinginess. Clinginess is cute to an extent, baby, but once you become codependent and you're always getting jealous whenever this person goes out and you become anxious whenever they're not around you, you start blowing up their phones or they're going to hang out with their friends, that is problematic and you're going to push them away. As much as many of you all don't want to believe it, it's absolutely okay for a man to admire another woman. As long as it is a quick look, boom, and he's not staring and he doesn't have a wandering eye and he's not impulsive.
I know y'all expect a clap back. Yep, I know. But in this situation, not one lie told. A lot of y'all need the head, who could deny? Sometimes an ugly truth be the beautiful lie. Let's start with the part, how some women be trying to make a man secure their insecurities, but still want the rich, come on, it's a drag. Secure your insecurities and secure the bag. How I'ma do this of you? Lack confidence, judgmental, self-critical, behavior switch. Heal your trauma before you get into a relationship. Respectfully, can't debate it. Which leads to the next thing she stated. Respect my space. This is major. Please don't overly monitor my behavior. Once I get quiet up in my zone, you start implying that something's wrong. That is just a no. I will go from gathering my thoughts to gathering my clothes to get out of there. Exit into place. Now to the next reference that she made. The clinginess here is kind of cute. But make sure we keep it minute. Not to the point where you codependent. All on my case like a co-defendant. Once it equate to this, and you my co-defendant, consider that case dismissed. End of that relationship. Now to the last thing from sis. You know the part about admiring a woman? I say this all the time. I thought I was bugging. If I just look quick, don't turn back and do too much or follow up with action, it should be nothing. I mean, a visual appetite shouldn't be an appetite for destruction. On God, that's it. But salute to all my queens that abide by this. They know these guidelines already.
What do you think about that one, Cousin
Hey, yay. Shout out for them drops. Hey, you coming with some heat tonight. Like, I'm going to have to, you're going to have to enlighten me on where these clips are coming from. Because, yeah, you know, the, man, I was just sitting back listening. And then I was like, everything that we're speaking on and, you know, everything you're touching, it's just like, this is like just a new age bowl of poo. You know, these, I feel it's not like that. I'm not going to age myself like that. Just happy birthday. Thank you for the birthday. Shout out to Tweet. I forgot to tell you. That's not the old school that I know. I thank the Lord I was raised. I could be with my grandmother. So sorry, and women just of older age, and you know, you could look up to and the matriarchs of our family and stuff like that, and it's just like this new, it leaves me at a loss. Like, it's totally something new, and it's just like, how do men fend that off? Like, how do you even come into contact with that? Is it just what you see? Or is it really like something that's wanted out there by black men? Because look at the ratio of, you have the people on social media saying, oh, I'm going to buy you a bag and I'm going to fly you out. They're all speaking to one another. But, and then it's just like the new school to put them in too. You know, they're still not being faithful and all that other stuff. They're whoring themselves out. You know, I won't say Shristis Thompson, but I'll say Shristis Thompson. Like, what is this? What is this new age for both ends? It's a mess.
Well, how I kind of see it is women are, if we take hip-hop, for example, all the women that are on top in hip-hop are sexualizing themselves, you know, with the wops and all of the twerking and all of that, right? So they're looking to thirst trap men, and they look at all men as if you're a sucker. And I might need a disclaimer again, but they're looking at black men as we're all suckers, because if black men didn't go to the strip clubs, they wouldn't have no money. If black men didn't give them money on OnlyFans, they wouldn't have no money. So they look at all black men as tricks. The average guy that would be good and loyal to them, they don't want that. They want somebody to enhance their life. And social media has played so much of a big part of that. So they believe, no matter how they look, I've seen fat girls talk about that they want a man over 6 feet tall and make over $100,000 a year.
Respectfully.
You don't qualify for that. You only get who your baby daddy is. If your baby daddy was a gangbanger and you got three kids by three different dudes, that is your lane that you're in. That's what you're going to get. You're not going to get a baller. It's just not going to happen. But they believe, and they're going to manifest, and it all to come to fruition. That's really not true. They're delusional. Women are so quick to believe that their dream man is around the corner. And even if they run into that dream man that has all the money, resources, status, connections that they desire, are they really coming to the table? Because to me, a man that has his game together, he's going to expect some things about of you. And when he finds out that you're not willing to do that, when you want him to wash the clothes because you don't like washing, fold the clothes, take them to the cleaners, put them in the closet, it's like, baby, hold on. Pretty is everything to a man. Man looks at fitness. Man looks at poise, femininity. He's visual. A woman is looking for a man for resources. We do understand that. That's a part of the game. We got that. But if a woman, why is it so difficult when a man says, okay, baby, if I got this, what do you bring to the table? And then they get offended. They usually say, well, I am the table. I'm this. They got all these other reasons why that they believe that they're worthy. But a lot of them really don't qualify for the men that they are trying to get. And as soon as black females can acknowledge that fact and settle for a guy that's in their league, my uncle used to always tell me, man, you can't get that girl. And I'm, yes, I can. Yes, I can. That's like me trying to say, well, shit, nigga, I'm finna knock Rihanna. It's like, be realistic. Dude, she's not on your list.
Respectfully.
You're not
going to
get her.
Love you, Riri.
You're not going to get her. And if you do get her, it's going to be temporary. She's not going to want you until the next pretty Ricky come around, and he going to have her. That's why all these women are getting tossed around by all these ballers, and they still think that they're winning. That's a problem. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a real deal problem. I was just listening, and yeah, I was like, well, both men and the women, they both kind of have this same kind of selfish, like, you know, thinking, like I was saying on the other end, how, yeah, the men still cheat, but instead, you know, they're going to rap about it in their song. It's just like so blatant now. It's like nobody's scared of anything. They're not, the most thing they were afraid of was somebody getting pregnant, seems like. Especially what happened 2 weeks ago with the Roe versus Wade stuff. But, you know, and now they're hoarding Plan Bs, and they're on the internet, and they're buying all the Plan Bs and telling everybody, you know, I'm still ready and all this other stuff. And I was just thinking to myself, like, I'm not big into that, but I am big into that. Like, how much of a chemical role is, you know, being played on these people in their brain? Is it something in their brain? Is it something that we didn't gave them? Is it the social media? Is it staring at your screen all day? Your mind is just warped. And, you know, where you're going to make a list. And you're going to say, if you don't do this. So it's really the metaverse.
That you can't have. See things that you can't have and
so
you want.
So how do we get away from that? Now how do we get away from that? That's going to...
It's basically going to be impossible.
How do we get away from that?
It's going to be impossible because the media is still pushing on you. I looked at this is a new show, the Housewives of Dubai, the super, super rich.
Oh, my goodness.
Man, I don't know if you ever watched that show, but I thought that the Housewives of Atlanta was off the hook. They up there fighting each other. And they all in these balling ass environments, and they can't. Women can't even get along with women. So how the hell y'all gonna be for us?
Right.
You know, it's like. And then when I saw the Dubai one, it's like, wow, they're on a whole different tax bracket, and they can't get along with each other themselves. Let me ask you a question.
I'm here for the bullshit. I'm here for the bullshit. So I'm not even gonna lie and say that I don't watch that. Disclaimer, respectfully, you know, those are my favorite, but I watch it for the bull snitch. So, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. So they always want more than what they're willing to give. They believe that they're entitled. And once a black woman realizes that, damn, maybe I should earn a man. Maybe I should be more cooperative, respectful.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it seems like they want what they see their homegirls with, the Birkin bags and all of that facade looking stuff, and they think that makes them. That's where the insecurity comes in. It's like women are emotional and kind of insecure, because if a woman wasn't insecure, they wouldn't wear makeup. Because my problem with makeup is, when you wake up in the morning and that guy turns over and he look at you, they're like, damn, you ain't the same girl
respectfully
that I met last night. And that bothers the guy. So a guy really want to see what you really look like. Give him the opportunity to say, well, damn, okay, I see you glammed up, your lashes. Okay, let me see what you look like without all of that. And if he gets turned off by that, that should tell you something right there. And it's like, you're not who you are. You're who you want to be, or you're looking at who you wish you was, but he's not getting the true essence of what you are, because you can't even go to Food for Less, you know, without your makeup on, because you don't want nobody to see that you're really a 4, but you put on your makeup, and now you're a 7, and you think you all that, but you take all of that off and you a 4. If they could just be who they are.
Respectfully.
Let me ask you this last question, though. Last question. Do you think that a man should be responsible to pay a woman's bills?
Responsible? Everybody should be responsible for themselves, unless, you know, they have a specific arrangement. No, nobody is responsible to do nothing for anyone. That's period, point blank, except parents to their kids. So, no one is responsible. You need to be responsible for yourself. But then if you get together and you decide to be responsible together and be intelligent with one another, well, yeah, if you tell me I'm going to take care of this or I'm going to take care of that, then you damn sure better take care of this or take care of that, like you said. But if we didn't have that agreement or we didn't come in like that, no, you're not responsible for nothing. Either party.
Well,
yeah, respectfully.
Okay, well,
that's
how come?
Who are you to tell me that it...
I didn't mean to cut you off. Continue. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead. No,
my question
fine.
Is,
go ahead.
My question is, how can a woman be responsible a single mother, say she's on, you know, subsidized housing or Section 8, but yet she gets money from the government.
Respectfully.
But yet
mm-hmm.
she has $200 weave, and you told us on the last episode how much nails mm-hmm. cost. She got all of this stuff right.
Mm-hmm.
But her kids are like kind of not really getting the the full grip of what they should get. And then she leaves the kids mm-hmm. with her sister on Saturday night, and she goes to the club, and, you know, it's like, I believe that mm-hmm. black women's priorities are so twisted and turned around that they're not looking at the damage that they're doing to the children. Because I don't know if you know this or not, but it seems as if women leave men. Men really don't leave women. Most divorces are initiated by women. Women leave men thinking that the grass is greener on the other side. That's been a chosen fact for years. A lot of women would rather be on Section 8 with their kids than be with their baby daddies. So if you chose to go that route, if you choose to go that route, you need to accept the responsibility that come with that. How can you spend money on your vanity and your beauty, and you in Section 8, but your wig is on pop, your nails is there, and you got your Michael Kors because you really can't afford a real Louis, but then you, the booster down the street and gave you a Louis for half price, and you take money away from your kids to do that, when you could have a man that could be there and love his kids and be there for his kids. I don't understand that. I don't believe that a woman should not pay what she weigh. I just don't believe that. Let me play this for you, man. 93.2 FM ism. Spectacular Little Rider, oldies, R&B, and all in between. Special guest, Cousin Marcy. Black Relations, episode part 2. This is for you guys. Peep this.
10 reasons why the average man should never pay all the bills and why you should make these modern women go have. Let's get it. Now, whenever the conversation is you should absolutely pay for this or you should absolutely pay for that, your fiscally responsible switch needs to be flipping on in your head, and you need to turn the ego switch off, because you need to be looking at this like a businessman. You need to be looking at liability versus assets. You need to be looking at pros versus cons. You cannot go into this situation thinking like, well, that'll make me look like a real man because, you know, they say a real man pays all the bills. That's your ego talking. We don't deal with ego over here. We deal with logic. And to any man watching this that's considering paying all the bills, I would have to ask you, or better yet, ask yourself a few logical questions. Question number one you need to ask yourself, have you been pressured into paying all the bills? And if the answer to that question is no, then I would have to ask, what are your reasons for wanting to pay all the bills? Question number three I would ask you is, does your woman work? Question number four I would ask is, if you do pay all the bills and your woman don't work, what is she going to be doing with her money that she earned from her job? Question number five I would ask you is, with the climate of today's dating game, do you think that this is a smart move in the year 2022? Now that you done asked yourself the five most logical questions any man considering paying all the bills should ask themselves, let's get into the top 10 reasons of why you shouldn't pay all the bills as an average man in 2022. Reason number one is because we live in a society like most societies around the world that have evolved to the point to where women now have the right to work and make money, which is something that they fought for. And if you fight for the right to work and make money, then you by default fought for the right to pay bills. And God damn it, that's exactly what you're going to do around these parts. Reason number two is because the ideology of feminism and women themselves have told us for the past, I don't know how many decades, that women are equal to men. And equality equates to 50-50. I used to be a dog breeder, and in the breeding game, if you kennel partners with somebody, you split the cost and expenses down the middle, whether it's puppies, vet bills, stud fees, don't matter, you split it down the middle. That's on the cost side. On the profit side, if the female have 8 puppies, you have a litter, she have 8 puppies, you get 4, your partner get 4. That's how it go. You is not going to see no situations where people are talking about their partners and one person is paying for everything and the other person is paying for nothing. Ain't going to happen. Reason number 3, the notion that a man should pay all the bills simply because he's a man is a traditional gender role. And although I personally believe in traditional gender roles for the most part, we don't live in a traditional society that has traditional women, right? We live in a new age society that has new age women. And whenever we try to hold new age women to traditional standards, you know what they tell us? We are not our grandmothers. Cool. Well, in like manner, we are not our grandfathers. Because I'll be damned if you hold me to a traditional standard while you tell me I'm crazy for thinking you're going to do traditional shit that applies to your gender. Cool. Ain't neither one of us going to be doing traditional shit. We all going to be some new age motherfuckers around here. Cool. And that's just how you got to carry it as a man dating in the 21st century. Because the selfishness and the entitlement of these new age women is crazy. And a nigga like me ain't going. Which leads me to reason number 4. Which is most new age women are ridiculously selfish and entitled. And if you dating these women and dealing with these women, and you have to be equally selfish, not entitled, but equally selfish and equally concerned with what is in your best interest, because that's what she's going to do. And not only are they going to be concerned with what's in their best interest, they're going to do it shamelessly. You're not going to be able to shame her for thinking about what's best for her. In like manner, you cannot let these women shame you for thinking about what's best for you. And they're going to do that. They have all kind of shaming tactics, which is one of their superpowers. But that's a whole nother video. They're going to call you a bitch. They're going to call you weak. They're going to say you ain't a real man. They're going to say all this shit. You have to be equally nonchalant, unfazed, unbothered as they are when men try to shame them for their lack of living up to their gender role, their traditional gender role. Because, again, whenever men bring up their traditional gender role and expect them with a straight face to live up to their gender role, they laugh at you. They laugh. They'll look at their homegirl. Talk to their homegirl. Girl, he told me I should be cooking because I'm a woman, and I should be cooking and cleaning because I'm a woman. Girl, he done lost the best part of his mind. He better get his mammy to make him something to eat like that. This is the type of shit that they say. So you have to have that same energy. You got to give these motherfuckers a dose of their own medicine, because what happens is we just take this shit. Niggas just take this shit on the chin, and the shit gets worse and worse and worse and worse. You men got to start getting some balls and putting y'all foot down and not taking that shit. Reason number 5, and this is a big one. Paying all the bills is not going to make her love you no more, value you no more, desire you no more, respect you no more, or submit to you no more than she would if she was going 50-50. See, a lot of you dudes need to realize and accept the fact that it's a laundry list of shit in this world that simply cannot be bought. And everything I just named is on that list. Yeah. See, that love, that respect, that submission, that desire, all of that shit only comes from a woman having genuine interest in you, a genuine desire for you, and her feeling masculine energy emitting from you. Okay? None of which have to do with money or bills. Reason number 6. You are not impressing her. See, a lot of dudes like to pay all the bills because they think they're impressing a chick. And dudes have to learn the reason, the difference between a woman being impressed by what you're doing and her realizing that you're doing something that is in her best interest. Okay? She is not in love with you because you pay all the bills. She's in love with the fact that you paying all the bills works out best for her. Okay? It's a difference. Y'all have to really critically analyze and observe situations to be able to extract the truth of it to where you can't get manipulated. Reason number 7, which is another big one, one of the biggest ones. And I need y'all, matter of fact, come close to the camera on this. You paying all the bills is not going to stop her from cheating on you. Okay? And I really need this to marinate all in y'all spirit, because a lot of men still think that they can control women with money or by paying all the bills. And women simply do not work that way. Best case scenario is that she understands it behooves her to stay in that situation with you because you're paying all the bills. But at the end of the day, women are emotional creatures, and those feelings of desire, attention, gratification, fulfillment in this society are too strong for most of these women to have the discipline to control. And they will eventually get the urge to cheat. And I know how a lot of you niggas think. See, I know a lot of y'all is thinking, well, if I can keep her at home, you know, I don't have to worry about her getting a work husband, which is true. But what you didn't consider was now she's at home all day with a shitload of idle time. And as the saying goes, an idle mind is the devil's playground. So now she's at home all day, bored, on social media, which is a playground for bored women seeking attention and excitement. And like I said, best case scenario, she may realize that it behooves her to stay in this situation with you, which may prompt her to cheat with respect, as they say. But she very well may have zero respect and had a dude coming to your house, in your bed, feeding him your food. And I'm speaking from experience, by the way. See, I was the dude that was broke, that ain't have shit, that wasn't giving her shit, and her dude was paying all the bills. And guess what? She was having me come over on the other side of midnight. I worked second shift, and I would come over there after I got off of work while he was at work, and I would be knocking the Sonic coins out her ass. That could be you, while you sitting up paying all the bills. And I'm ashamed of that. That's not something that I say proudly. That's not nothing that I brag about. I'm ashamed of that, because that was wrong. But this is how these women get down. This is exactly how they get down. They do not have no respect. Some of them may be smart with it. Some of them may be reckless with it. But at the end of the day, it's 2022, and they getting it in just like we getting it in. And that's what a lot of dudes got to realize, too. They are the new niggas. That's what y'all got to understand. Women are the new niggas. They move just like we move. They get bored just like we get bored. They cheat just like we cheat. But this chick I was messing with that was cheating on her fiance, she ended up semi-getting caught. Like somebody had, you know, tried to expose her, and she was blowing up my phone. And she was telling me, you know, I can't mess with you no more, but can you tell him it's a lie? Can you tell him it's not true? And we just friends. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it. So she ended up cutting me off. She was like, well, I can't mess with you no more. And I realized that showed me she really didn't give a damn about either one of us. She really didn't value either one of us. The only thing that she valued was the fact that she was in a situation that was beneficial to her. She didn't care about him. See, she wasn't, because if she cared about him, she wouldn't have been cheating with me. She cared about what he provided for her. And she said, I'm in this lovely situation. I got a man doing everything for me. And I got a dude on the side that's giving me what I want, what I desire. Because her dude wasn't what she desired. He was a dude that was willing to pay all the bills and do all of that traditional man shit. So she said, I got that at home, and I got what I desire on the side. A nigga with swag, a nigga that's cool, a nigga that's attractive, whatever she saw in me, right? And this is how a lot of women get down. They use this dude for one thing. They use this dude for another thing. They use that dude for another thing. And they put all that shit together and live what they call their best life. Reason number eight. The overwhelming majority of relationships in this society fail. And being cognizant of that fact should have you thinking like a businessman, in which you ask yourself, what exactly do I expect to get out of this situation? What exactly is my ROI, or return of investment, for paying all the bills in a relationship that is 97.8% likely to go left and we break up? Because you got to think,
If she was working the whole time y'all was in a relationship and you was paying all the bills, she either blew her money or she was stacking her money. And if she was stacking her money, when y'all break up, she done took that money that she done stacked while you was paying for everything, and she done just moved into a nice little new situation with the new nigga who, guess what, probably ain't gonna be paying for everything. That's how it goes. And I'm gonna give y'all a prime example of exactly what I mean by you should be thinking like a businessman. All right, let's say you are with a chick and y'all live together. And let's say the rent is $1,000 a month, you know, nice round ballpark figure. And you pay that whole stack every month. And y'all are together for 18 months and then y'all break up. If you would have made her pay half, you could have saved $9,000 in 18 months. 500 times 18 is 9,000. So in 18 months, you could have stacked 9 G's, but you didn't because you paid her way. You see? And when y'all broke up, you know what she did? She took the money that she stacked, and it probably wasn't 9, it could have been 2 G's. And she put that down on the apartment or down on the house. So you basically just helped her move into her new situation a lot easier, right? And what did you get for it? What did you get for it? Because she probably didn't submit to you anyway. She probably didn't have all the respect in the world for you anyway, and she probably was cheating on you anyway. You know, at least one of those things was going on in that relationship, if not all the above, dealing with the average new age woman. I assure you. Which leads me into reason number 9. She will probably still be combative, disrespectful, unmoldable, and everything, every other negative trait that comes with most new age women. She will probably still exhibit those traits while you're paying for everything. Now, you may see a change in her behavior, but I guarantee you 9.9 times out of 10, it is going to be short-lived, and she will revert back to her true nature sooner than later, especially if she don't see you as a masculine man in essence and character, because they don't respect money and bill-free situations. They may like it because it works for their benefit, but they don't respect the exact same way most of us don't respect us or take them serious. But we like what they do for us. So we will entertain them and we will deal with them and we will play nice with them because we want to get something out of them. You know what I mean? It's the exact same thing. They play us the exact same way. And last but not least, acknowledging the fact that the overwhelming majority of dudes that she has slept with, topped off, been in a relationship with, got a heart broke by, did not have to do none of that. They didn't. So you have to ask yourself, what is my incentive to do it? What is my motivation to do it?
Public service announcement. I have a good job. I pay for this place by myself. I can make myself orgasm. I'm warm enough at night by myself in my own bed. I feed myself. I can fix my own Wi-Fi. I love my own company. I'm fucking cool.
You're trying to convince yourself or your audience?
So if I choose to have you in my life, it's because I want you. I don't need you. And if I'm speaking to you or talking to you, you're the only person I'm talking to.
You know, as a man, that sounds cute. That sounds so nice, doesn't it? It sounds so nice. Now, a lot of men would believe it. A lovely woman has everything she needs. She can cater to herself in many ways. Okay, indeed. Nice. Interesting. However, as she says, for her to have you in her life is because she wants you in her life. She doesn't need you. No, she doesn't need you as a man. Please. You wish.
I can make myself
orgasm. So in other words, be humble. Humble yourself. If she chooses to have you in her life, and you will be the only man she's talking to. Oh, that's cute. That is so cute.
Because like everything else in my life, if I deem you valuable enough to put time into, I'm going to give that 100%. That way, if it doesn't work out, that's on you.
What?
I can make myself orgasm.
Wow. Wow. Interesting. It couldn't possibly be on you, woman.
I'm fucking cool.
Somewhat entitled, standing in your bath. It's a nice bathtub, by the way. If I was a broke dude that needed to live under you, I'd be impressed, but I'm not. So like you've just said, it's like many men think as well.
I'm fucking cool.
Shut up, bitch.
If I choose to have you, woman, in my life, like this random woman standing in a bath, the thing that some modern women don't understand is, some men aren't impressed. Some modern men aren't impressed. Like, I'm not impressed. Who's impressed? What, by your money? The fact you've worked hard and done everything for yourself? Oh, that's nice. It's cute. Yeah, whatever.
I have a good job.
Nobody cares.
I pay for this place by myself.
Nobody cares.
I can make myself orgasm.
Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
Can you, woman? Can you, woman? Damn. Shut up. I'm saying too much. Seriously, can you, woman? Yes, some men can be impressed by what you have. They may want to smash you and think, oh, she's got a nice house. Yeah, whatever. Some other men, it's like, what, you're just another chick. You're just another chick. Not what I'm saying, but what some men would see and how some men think. Again, women seem to think they have this, oh, I have everything I need, I don't need a man. So if I have a man in my life, it's because I choose to have one. It's as if women don't think men think the same way. And it's like men haven't been thinking that way for a long time. Yes, we have. Some modern women are just catching up to that thought process. And to understand, look, if a man has money, he has everything he needs. Woman, you should be lucky he has you in his life. So again, what you're saying is impressive to some men. Some men don't care. You're just a chick in a bath talking, holding a box of, is that cookies?
Nobody cares.
God knows, but it's not that impressive. Not impressed. Try again.
Well enough to put time into? I'm going to give that 100%. That way, if it doesn't work out.
That's on you.
I left everything I had on the court. Cool?
Again, not impressed.
And there you have it. What are your thoughts about that, Cousin Marcy? Because the bottom
that
line
was a
is,
lot.
The bottom
that
line
was a whole
is,
lot.
What black modern women don't understand, when y'all flossing, and like, let's take the average woman. She graduated.
Mm-hmm.
She got her bachelor's. She got her a good job. She thinks that because she makes $60,000 a year, she's supposed to have a man that makes, well, I ain't going to fuck with no dude that don't make what I make. Okay, fine. I got that. But are you qualified to get that man that makes as much as you? And you pass over the men that make that much, but your criteria is so misconstrued and you won't even look at him. Because he works at UPS or what have you. He's not flashy enough for you. But he's a good dude, be loyal to you. But no, you want the thug dudes. Women want men that other women want. If you can't get no coochie, ain't no girl gonna want you. A woman wants a man that can pull chicks. And y'all can lie about it and act like it's not the truth. But a woman want to be on your arm and looking at all other broads staring at you and push her chest out and I like, yeah, he's mine, and will be willing to fight any girl in the club, the family picnic, the reunion, wherever y'all might be, McDonald's. A broad could even stare at you at McDonald's without your broad want to go off on her because the girl is looking at your dude. So it's like y'all want men that other women want. Then you get them. But you don't want to be that woman that you're supposed to be for that man. Because any woman can get a man. But the key is to keep that man. And y'all don't understand that. Y'all want a man to give y'all the world, the roses, rose petals in the bathroom. But then y'all go buy him a tie on his birthday. For us to bridge the gap, in my personal opinion, Cousin Marcy, is women have to respect men for what they can bring to the table, because men bring things to the table. They honestly do. But when we ask y'all women what y'all bring to the table, y'all are instantly offended. And believe me, it's not just sex. What a woman brings to the table, if you take away the sex, that's what matters. Because you can get sex from anywhere. A man could buy sex. So don't think that, I don't want a woman to ever believe that sex is what's going to keep the man, because it's not. But if all the black women are bringing to the table is sex, it's not going to work for y'all. Because it's more women than men, and men have options. Y'all want rich guys over 6 feet tall, with status, clout, six pack, good job, all of this stuff, but y'all ain't living up to y'all part of the situation. Y'all got baby, multiple kids by gangbangers. Like, how the hell you gonna have three baby daddies by gangbangers? But y'all, but yet and still, y'all want a rich
dude.
Because you got a BBL and some fake breasts and a nice hair weave. That ain't what men want. I just want black women to understand, we want to give you what we can afford to give you. Because if you go back in the 70s and the people, granddaddies, they worked hard and your grandma was happy and the kids was happy and everybody, you know, was chilling. We wasn't rich, but we was happy, and we all coincided, and we had great memories that we built together as a family. And if by chance daddy got a better job, you moved from South Central to Baldwin Hills, then you was balling. But we appreciated that. We appreciate the struggle. I just want women to understand that sometimes the struggle is what makes the man and the woman. So don't expect that somebody going to come and rescue you and save you, because the old saying, you only get whatever your baby daddy was. If your baby daddy was a gangbanger from Hoover, how you expect to get a dude from Wall Street now? And because he's going to be looking, oh, who was your baby daddy? Oh, your baby daddy in Pelican Bay, and you expect me to give you the world? Really? Same with a dude. If a dude is a bum, the world tells him you're a bum. You're living in your grandmama's basement. You ain't never moved out. You got a bucket car. The world's going to tell him who he is. He can't fake it. He can't put on a lace front and some eyelashes and go out there talking about he finna knock Rihanna. But y'all women get away with it every day, thinking that it's cute, it's pretty, and everything is going to work out for you. And you pass over the guy that happened to be the butcher at Safeway. He in the back when you go get your crab legs that you buy on food stamps, and you acting all high post. And that dude that was a butcher in Safeway could be making $60,000 a year, but you don't want him, because he got a Honda Accord outside. Feel me? I just want black women to be more humble, be more respectable, and don't just look over the average man. Because y'all is average at best as well. And if y'all, we know who we are because the world tells us who we are. We can't put on no facade. We don't have the pleasure of makeup and lashes and all them theatrics that hide who you really are. So if y'all could respect us as what we are, we will help y'all. But y'all got to walk hand in hand with us. If y'all could do that, I believe that black America be a better society, and we can get back to traditional roles and prosper as a whole.
You got it.
Do you agree or do you disagree?
You got it. I was just sitting there letting it sink in. Like, you got to keep having these same kind of, you know, discussions like we've been having, and we can't point the fingers, but we got to open it, you know, up and go with one another to try to get a better understanding, because a lot of points have been agreeance, and you could just, you know, turn the table. But yeah, it's not fair for either way for anyone to be selfish. Yeah.
We just want to
man or woman. You don't want to, right? Yeah, you want to put it out there in the open, and I think that's don't point fingers at. It's not gonna work. It's just like summer stuff is missing. Yeah.
Because women
good deal. Yeah, good deal though. I mean, like I said, it's a lot of things of agreeance. Yeah.
That's like
it's a mess.
say you married, beat this scenario. You're a married man, right? And it's your homeboy's bachelor party, and he wants everybody to go to a strip club, and then all of a sudden, you see your dream girl happens to be a stripper. You like everything about her, right? She's gorgeous to you. You're the most prettiest woman you ever seen in your life, right? But you're in the strip club with your homeboys, and you're like, damn, I really like her. I'm not judging her. I like her. I would love for her to be in my life. And she's looking at you like a trick the whole time. Feel me? And then if you do meet her, how can you really trust her? Because she looks at all men as tricks. And the modern-day women of today, just from my perspective, I could be wrong, but from my perspective, most women look at men as tricks. A woman told me years ago, back in the 19-something, that a woman will watch you walk into a room, and she's looking at your shoes, she's looking at your nails if they're groomed, she's looking at your outfit, she's sizing you up like a scanner. She didn't scan your whole body. Feel me? And you weren't even looking at her. And she's scanning you, right? And you might wait to go up to her. She's already peeped you out, right? And as soon as you walk up to her, say something stupid, she's gone. But she already chose you, and you didn't even know it. And that actually happened to me. One time I was in a club back in the 80s in the Bitten Apple, the hottest nightclub on Wilshire back in the day, right? And I'm out there partying, chilling. And I had dancing on the dance floor with a girl. And while I'm dancing with the girl looking in my eyes and she was choosing. She liked me. And my eye went over to, like, two people dancing. And like, ooh, I thought I saw a girl that looked better than her. So I just casually, when the dance was over, I didn't even say nothing. I just wouldn't come back, let's have a drink, nothing. I instantly go to this other girl, right? So I'm talking to this girl. Turns out this girl just wanted to dance. So I'm, now my heart is broken. I go and I grab another girl. And I get back on the dance floor. Just so happened, the girl that I had, the original girl that I was with, that was really into me, is dancing next to me. And I'm dancing with this other girl that I just found. And when I noticed it was her, I'm like, damn. Now I'm embarrassed because I'd already tried to talk to her, but then there's to another girl. And the girl I'm dancing with was her sister. And she said, oh, you want to talk to me now? He was just talking to my sister. And imagine how I felt when I had to walk off with my tail tucked between my legs, looking like a sucker. That right there was a valuable lesson to me. I learned a lot about myself and a lot about women that night. And I say that to say this.
Yeah.
I wish that we could just get along, respect each other for who we are, and build black families back together. If we could do that, we'll be a better society, a better world. But, Cousin Marcy, I would love to do a part three maybe in a couple weeks just to keep the dialogue going. This could be an ongoing thing because we have so many issues that I want to address. And if you're with it, would love to have you back again as well.
Yeah. Oh, that is so nice. I'm honored. And, yes, I would just love to keep the open forum going. Yeah, let's if this is going to be 2 weeks, let's go ahead and bring, I don't know, I want to bring some solutions to the table. Like, what could we do, like, grassroots? Do we really need to get out here and talk to, you know, who? Because I don't just like to talk about a problem or say, oh, I want to do this or do that, or why is it like this? What is the real solution? So, definitely.
We have to address the issue so people will know that it's an issue. If you don't speak about the issues, they'll never know that it's an issue. But as we're doing in this part two episode, we brought forth the issues in part one and part two. We're looking for solutions. And maybe part three, we might can even give some input on how we feel, because tonight that really was a focus. What can we do to bridge the gap? That is the whole focus of all of this. So I'm hoping and I'm praying. I'm kind of disappointed in the callers. They didn't say nothing. The phone lines was lit up, but nobody.
Maybe they didn't.
That was kind of disappointing.
I know. Maybe part three. We can't be disappointed. No, you did an excellent job. And, just keep it going. Yeah, I'll be definitely
why
be back for sure.
Why listen and don't say nothing? I'm sure they had input.
Yeah.
You know, but it's
maybe
like,
next
on.
Time. But thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
We actually do. We actually do. But if you have something that could have the solution, speak on it. If they could have injected and gave some input on something that we feel is, we could have used that dialogue, you know, to bridge the gap. So it is what it is. Man,
that was a good time. Thank you again. Before I lose my voice, I'm so sorry. I meant to tell you I was about to be losing my voice. But I made it through barely, but it's trying to go again on me, so I'm going to go get some tea. But you just let me know, keep me informed, and keep doing what you're doing. You're doing a great job.
I just hope that, man, we got our point across, and we point out situations and scenarios that somebody could possibly use in the future to make sure that their lives are adequate and that we can bridge the gap. That's all we wanted to do.
Well said.
God bless you.
Well said.
God bless you, man.
Yes.
God
and
bless
keep you.
For looking out.
Yes. The same to
until
you.
Until next week,
until
y'all.
Next time. All right. One love. We out.
We out like a light switch. 93.2 FM. Peace.
Peace.